안녕하십니까? 2022학년도 11월 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2022학년도 고등학교 1학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
굿 모닝. This is Ethan Cooper from the Reindeer Mountain Maintenance Office. Last night, we had 20 centimeters of heavy snow. Most of the snow melted away with the sun out in the morning, but some of it froze in the shade. For hiker safety, we've closed some of the trails covered with ice. At this moment, Sunrise Trail and Lakeview Trail are unavailable for hikers. I'll make an announcement later when the trails are ready to be reopened. Until then, keep in mind that Sunrise Trail and Lakeview Trail are closed. Thank you.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm looking for the measuring spoons. Do you know where they are?
They're in the first drawer. Why do you need them?
The recipe says 4 teaspoons of sugar.
Dear, you don't have to follow the recipe as it is.
What do you mean?
A recipe is just an example. You don't need to add the same amount of ingredients as stated in the recipe.
Right. Sometimes the food is too sweet when I cook based on the recipe instructions.
See? You don't need to stick to the recipe.
Okay, I'll remember that.
3번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Can I come in?
Yes. Oh, Miss Smith, did you read the email I sent?
I did. I liked your game scenario. The characters exploring space were very mysterious. How did you create the characters?
Actually, old science fiction movies inspired me to design those characters.
Interesting. Now, could you describe the main character more specifically? It'll be helpful when I compose the theme song for the character.
Well, he's a thrill seeker, so a strong, bold, and rhythmic sound would suit him.
Okay. Do you need anything else?
I also want you to make some background music.
Of course. When do you need them?
By December 21st. I'd like to start putting the music into the game by then.
All right. Then I'll talk to you later.
Seven. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Chelsea. Did you finish your art assignment?
Oh, my dream room drawing? Yes, here's the picture.
Wow, it's so creative. There is a staircase next to the door.
Yes, I've always dreamed of a room with two floors. Look at the three light bulbs above the staircase.
They look very stylish. And I like the flower picture above the sofa. It'll bring warmth to your room.
Thanks. Check out the square-shaped rug on the floor.
It goes well with this place. Oh, there's a bookshelf by the sofa.
You're right. I want to keep my favorite books nearby.
That's a good idea.
5번, 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jamie, is the cartoon artist on her way?
Yes, she'll arrive at our studio in an hour.
Perfect. Let's check if we have everything ready for our talk show.
Okay, I set up a chair for our guest yesterday.
Great. And I bought a drink and put it on the table.
Good. Did you prepare a pencil? The artist said she'll draw caricatures of us during the live show.
Oh, she told me that she'll bring her own pencil.
She did? Then we don't need it.
Yeah. By the way, where's the sketchbook?
Oops, I left it in my car. I'll go get it right now.
Fine. Then I'll check the microphones.
Thanks.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Crispy Fried Chicken. What would you like to order?
What kind of chicken do you have?
We only have two kinds. Fried chicken is $15 and barbecue chicken is $20.
I'll have one fried and one barbecue chicken.
Okay. Would you like some potato chips with your order? They're our most popular side dish.
How much are they?
One basket of potato chips is $2.
Then I'll get one basket.
Will that be all?
Yes. And can I use this coupon for a free soda?
Of course. You can grab any soda from the fridge.
Great. Here's my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 얼음 낚시를 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Leo, I'm sorry I missed your call. What's up?
Well, I just called to tell you that I can't go ice fishing with you this weekend.
Oh no! I heard the weather will be perfect this weekend.
I'm sorry. I really wish I could go.
Didn't you say you're off from work this weekend?
I am. It's not because of work. Actually, I hurt my wrist.
That's terrible. Are you okay?
Don't worry. I'll be fine.
How did you get injured?
I was playing basketball with a friend and sprained my wrist.
Did you go to the hospital?
I did. The doctor told me that it'll be better in a month.
That's good. I hope you feel better soon.
Kids 포털이 클래스에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, look at this flyer about kids pottery class.
Okay, let's take a look.
I think our little Austin would love to make his own cereal bowl.
I think so too. It says that the class is held on October 8th. We can take him there on that day.
Great! And it's held in Pottery Village. It's a 10-minute drive from our home.
That's so close. And check out the price. The class costs only $15.
That's reasonable. We should sign up. How can we register for the class?
It says you can simply scan the QR code to register online.
Okay, let's do it right away.
9번 2022 온라인 위슬링 챔피언십에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. The most interesting music competition is back. You can now sign up for the 2022 Online Whistling Championship. You can select any song that you like, but note that the length of your whistling video is limited to 3 minutes. To enter the competition, you must upload your video on our website by December 4th. When recording your whistling, be sure to turn off the echo effect on the microphone. Winners will be decided by public online voting. The result will be announced on our website. We look forward to your enthusiastic participation.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 커튼을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm looking at a shopping site to choose curtains for our bedroom, but there are too many options to consider.
Okay, let's pick one together.
I don't think we should spend more than $100.
I agree. Let's drop this one. And some of them are machine washable at home.
Fantastic! We won't have to pay for dry cleaning all the time.
Good for us. Let's cross out this one then. What about a blackout option?
We definitely need it. It'll completely block sunlight, so we won't be disturbed. And which color do you like?
I don't mind any color except for gray.
Okay, then we narrowed it down to one.
Well then, let's choose this one.
11번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, is this really the line for the roller coaster?
Yes, this is the line for the ride.
Oh no, I can't believe it. There are so many people standing in line. How long have you been waiting here?
Chris,
what are you looking at?
A little boy is crying and wandering around the park. He's all by himself.
Oh, I see him too. We should ask him if he's lost.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Ava.
Hi, Samuel. Are you all set for the job interview?
I'm still working on it. I've come up with a list of questions the interviewer might ask.
Good job. Preparing answers to those questions will help you for the interview.
But I think I'm not ready.
Have you thought about how you'll make a good first impression?
Could you be more specific?
You know, a smile makes you look confident. Also, people usually dress up to give a favorable impression.
That's a good point.
I believe you'll get a good interview result with a proper presentation of yourself.
Okay. Then I'm going to practice smiling and look for my best suit.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
How much are those shoes?
They're $60, but today only, we're offering a 30% discount.
That's a good price. Do you have a size 6?
Sure. Here they are. Take a seat here and try them on.
Thank you. Well, these shoes are a little tight for me. Can I get a size 6.5?
I'm sorry. That size in this color is sold out.
Do you have these shoes in a different color?
Let me check. We have red and green in storage.
A green pair sounds good. I want to try them on.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 아멜리아가 제이콥 교수에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amelia is a high school student. She is working on a psychology project. She thinks that an interview with an expert in the field will make her project even better. She emails Professor Jacob, who was a renowned psychology professor. Even though he's busy, she manages to set up an interview with him. Unfortunately, on that morning, she eats a sandwich and feels sick. She knows this interview is important and difficult to set up again. but she can't go meet him because of a severe stomach ache. So she wants to ask him if he can reschedule their meeting. In this situation, what would Amelia most likely say to Professor Jacob?
Good morning, students. These days, we can easily send messages to each other using phones or computers. However, communication has not always been as simple as it is today. Here are a few ways people in the past used to carry their messages. First, some tribes used a special drum. They were able to send warnings or important information by varying the pitch or beat. Next, other people used smoke to send messages over long distances. For example, our ancestors used smoke to signal attacks from enemies. Third, a pigeon was a reliable means of communication. It always found its way home with messages attached to its legs. Finally, a horse was one of the most efficient ways to communicate. The horse, with a messenger on its back, delivered mail more quickly than runners. Now you may understand the ways of sending messages back in the old days. Then, let's take a look in detail at each communication method.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, students. These days, we can easily send messages to each other using phones or computers. However, communication has not always been as simple as it is today. Here are a few ways people in the past used to carry their messages. First, some tribes used a special drum. They were able to send warnings or important information by varying the pitch or beat. Next, other people used smoke to send messages over long distances. For example, our ancestors used smoke to signal attacks from enemies. Third, a pigeon was a reliable means of communication. It always found its way home with messages attached to its legs. Finally, a horse was one of the most efficient ways to communicate. The horse, with a messenger on its back, delivered mail more quickly than runners. Now you may understand the ways of sending messages back in the old days. Then, let's take a look in detail at each communication method.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (18번) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.